In fact, we've heard a couple of people getting in touch with us about the issue of dust, because it seems that the word dust that we're using in the context of space seems a bit ill-defined for some people, because John in Colchester says, well, dust kind of implies that something big has been ground down to make the dust. And Nat Spirit, who's listening to us in Second Life, says, well, what actually do we mean by dust? Well, by dust, we're talking about small particles, because remember that when things form to start with, they don't necessarily have to form big things and then ground down into little things. Small things will attract other small things because they'll stick together one way or another. So when we're talking about dust, we're talking about amorphous material that can include big bits, small bits, and bits of gas. So it's a way of not having to define exactly what that entity is, but saying it's a mixture of chemical entities which have all of the necessary prerequisite ingredients to actually form planets and stars.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.
Still to come, we'll be looking into the processes that occur on the surfaces of planets, including how glaciers and sand dunes have sculpted the face of Mars. Don't forget, you can get in touch with any questions or comments. You can tweet at Naked Scientists, or you can send an email to chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Thank you, Diana.